And to Dunedin now, where the infamous corpse flower is poised to reveal itself and release its rancid smell at the Botanic Garden. The flower, which blooms sporadically, emits an odour so bad it's been compared to a rotting corpse. Joining us now is the garden's winter garden plant collector curator, Stephen Bishop. Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Now, is the flower showing signs of blooming yet?
Not quite. No, it was actually showing a few signs yesterday afternoon. There was this faint smell starting to be emitted from it, which was quite exciting. And also the top of the flower, the bit that sticks right out the top, which is called the spadix, actually heats up and gets up to about 37, 38 degrees around body temperature. And, unfortunately this morning it's actually cooled down again. So I'm not quite sure what's going on there. But, yeah, it is very close to flowering. Possibly later on today or tomorrow would be my guess.
Okay. Well, people will want to know, Stephen, how bad does it smell?
Yeah, look, good question. Reasonably stinky, and a lot of people seem to react to it quite differently. A lot of people find the odour really offensive. Others don't find it quite so bad as well. And what I've also been reading too, in its different stages, when the female flowers are ripe, it's generally it's smelliest, and that's it's trying to attract pollinators, which is usually a carrion beetle. But I also understand when the male pollen is ripe a couple of days later, it produces a slightly different odour. So, yeah, it's quite interesting how it can change its odour.
And how often does the plant bloom and for how long?
Yeah, well, it doesn't bloom for all that long, only sort of 36, 48 hours at the most. And how often, that's can be really variable. We've had this plant since 2008, and it first flowered for us in 2018. And then to have it to flower 3 years later, I was actually really, really surprised. Apparently, it can take another 7 or 8 years to flower sometimes. So, we're feeling pretty lucky that it's flowered so close together, just 3 years apart.
Okay, and 3 years ago when it bloomed, how many visitors did you get to come see and smell it?
Thousands. It was incredible. I've never seen anything like it. We estimate around 10,000. The queue went obviously through the Winter Garden Glasshouse, and it actually went across a couple of pathways and right out towards the street. It was a massive queue. So, yeah.
Wow. Well, I hope you get the audience this time around. Thank you so much for your time, Winter Garden plant collector curator Stephen Bishop.